The Improv in Home Improvement. It's Frank Fontana on 720 WGN.
Hey there. It's a perfect day to be in your backyard barbecuing, maybe drinking up some cocktails or if non-alcoholic beverages, whatever your flavor is. But if you're going to use a vodka, there's probably only one vodka you should use, and we're going to find out why. That's Blue Ice Vodka. And joining me is Thomas Gibson on the phone. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. You know, I was in the liquor store the other day, and then my wife was like, pick up some vodka. I said, okay. And I went down the line, and there's a lot of choices out there. And passed the kettle. I passed the goose. And then I saw this blue bottle. And I was like, I'm going to try this. So I picked it up. Went home, we made some Moscow Mules, and she's like, do me a favor, don't get any other vodka than that one. I didn't get a headache the next day, she didn't, none of that stuff. So I was like, all right, we're going to grab these guys and we're going to get them online, because I want to know what goes into making a Blue Ice Vodka.
Well, first of all, thanks a lot for having me on the show, and I'm glad you enjoyed the vodka. It is pretty spectacular. What goes into Blue Ice Vodka and what makes us different is our vodka is made only from Idaho russet potatoes. So at our distillery in Idaho, literally potatoes go in the front door and vodka goes out the back. We do everything there, you know, we say by hand, but it's, you know, obviously machines do it.
Sure.
But we have to peel the potatoes, we have to mash them, we have to make the potato beer, and that's the fermentation. Then we distill it in our distillation. But what really makes us different is our filtration system. The way that we filter our vodka is different than everybody else. It's a patented system. We use only travertine and stone. It doesn't impart anything onto the vodka. And when you say you didn't get a headache the next day, it's because of our filtration system, and it's because of our water. And that's really what makes it different.
You know, for that reason alone, you're going to get millions of people drinking this vodka, because that's probably one of the biggest things, is to not have the hangover the next day. I mean, obviously,
yeah,
there's...
The other thing is... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, obviously, that also has to do with the amount of consumption you are doing of the alcoholic beverage. But I would believe at a normal average consumption of a couple of drinks in an evening, you shouldn't get a headache off vodka, right?
You should not. But you can. And here's the other thing that we don't do that a lot of vodkas do. We don't add any sugar to our vodka. So it's really just potatoes and water. And a lot of companies... not going to name any, but you named a few, do add sugar to their vodka because Americans like sweet. So they add the sugar, and the sugar is what gives you the headache. The great thing about potato vodka, and there, if you think about it, Frank, there just aren't a lot of potato vodkas out there. You really can't even name another American potato vodka.
Well, let me ask you something.
We're the only ones that are doing it.
Who thought that potatoes would ultimately become a vodka? Like, I mean, how does that even, the conception of that thought, how does that, when did it start that we could take a potato and make an alcoholic beverage out of it?
Back in Russia and in Poland, back, you know, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, when they were making vodka, they used potatoes because it was the cheapest thing that they could make it out of.
Right.
But what's happened over the years is corn has become so much cheaper than potatoes. So you can really make vodka out of anything. Ciroc makes it out of grapes. Grey Goose makes it out of wheat. Chopin makes it out of potatoes. Those are three brands that are from Europe that I just named, high-end brands. But what the potato did was it gives you this creamy, smooth mouthfeel that you don't get from other vodkas. And during the distillation process, I know this gets a little technical.
No, because I'm interested. I want to know the technical aspect of it, because I'm going to play layman to this, and I'm just still trying to understand the process of how you take a potato from an Idaho potato field and bring it through the factory, and at the outside of it comes vodka. It's fascinating.
So, okay, I'll walk you through. Potatoes come in the front door. We have a machine that peels them because the skins will get all into the system, and potatoes are really messy. So we have to get the skins off of them. And then we basically make mashed potatoes in a big fermentation tank. We add a little bit of yeast. The yeast eats the sugar, and then you start producing alcohol. And that's the fermentation spot where you get about 8%. Basically, you're making potato beer. To make it easy, it's just brown, gooky stuff. From there, we take that liquid, you know, we strain it. We take that liquid over to the distillation system. So there, it's a four-column distillation. Now, these are huge column stills. So what happens is that we heat up the still, and all of the light alcohol floats, where all the extra stuff stays on the bottom of the still. The light alcohol goes up over the still, and it falls, and then it turns back into liquid. And this happens four times at different levels. And we actually do this all by hand. We don't let a machine do this distillation process. We actually have a person that watches it because it's so important.
How many people work in this factory? Just curious.
We're a pretty small company. We have seven people that work at the still.
And how many bottles do seven people crank out in a day?
In a day, well, we do it. What we do is we do about 2,000 cases each run. So it takes 3 days to ferment, and then after the fermentation process, you can run the rest of it in a day. So we can actually run about 2,000 cases in a day.
And this was all the brainchild. Of Big Jim Meyerson, right?
This is so Big Jim Meyerson. He was the owner. He has since passed away, but he wanted to have a vodka. He actually started a candy company a long time ago, but he lived and his land was in Idaho, and no one was making vodka out of potatoes. So he thought, you know what? It makes the best vodka. I'm going to start my own vodka company. He looked high and low, and where did he go? He went in his own town. So he went to Rigby, Idaho. And Rigby, Idaho is literally, Frank, in the middle of nowhere. And you might ask, why would they put the still in the middle of nowhere? And the reason why Jim did this, and it was really, really smart, is that our water flows out of the Teton Mountains. It flows through 200 feet of volcanic rock. It's the only place in the United States, outside of Maui and Hawaii, that you can see black volcanic rock on the ground.
And which volcano is it coming from? I'm curious.
Well, this whole area is an old volcanic area. Just like what's the big park that's up there? That's a one big volcano. Millions of years ago.
I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you. My geography is not that good.
Mine. I make vodka. I'm not in geography.
But right, and I drink vodka. So I mean, exactly. I'm the same boat.
The water flows through 200 feet of volcanic rock into an aquifer beneath our distillery. It's one of the last two pristine water sources in the United States. That's by the government. We pull it out of that aquifer, and we basically put it in our bottle.
So that's the secret sauce right there.
So good. That's the secret sauce right there. So you start with potatoes. You end with the water. You make sure the filtration system's the best. And what happens is you get a vodka that you tasted and loved, but it's 98 points out of 100. It's the highest rated American vodka in the United States.
Wow.
And we're really, really proud of that. And it's just this little blue bottle sitting on the shelf. Just this year, and I know I'm kind of doing a commercial. I don't mean to, Frank. I apologize, but
no,
it's cool. We got the gold medal and best of show at the San Diego Spirits Competition, which is the second biggest spirits competition on the West Coast.
That's huge,
man. We beat every one of those other vodkas. We're pretty proud of that.
And that's huge. You should be proud of that. I mean, you're competing against major brands with major dollars behind them. And I guess one of my questions is in that launching the brand. Like, what has been the brand positioning and the whole message here? Like, have you guys really thought long and hard about this? Obviously, you have. But really, what's the true mission statement behind Blue Ice Vodka?
Premium, great question, by the way. Premium, American-made, and that's so important to us that we really want to wrap our arms around the fact that we are an American company from start to finish. So premium, American-made. We were the first vodka that was recognized by the government as being gluten-free. So we wrap our arms around that. And then we just got certified non-GMO. All of our potatoes, none of them are genetically modified. So that's a pretty big deal.
That is a big deal.
It's getting to be a bigger deal. So we kind of wrap our arms around premium, American, non-GMO, gluten-free.
And I mean, in thinking about it, all right, so vodka is vodka. And alcohol is alcohol. And what alcohol does to get people feeling intoxicated is toxify the system. But if you're going to toxify your system, do it with a vodka that is gluten-free and organic in so many ways, right?
Pretty much.
I mean,
exactly.
If you're going to go there at least on a somewhat of a healthy note. That makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, me too. And the thing is that we don't add any sugar to it. So at the end of the day, it's only 53 calories an ounce. So it's the lightest alcohol you're going to be able to drink for calories, too.
That's,
I mean,
that's
think about
actually
it. 53,
brilliant.
53 ounces is nothing.
And is it harsh? You know, like when you do a, because I've never done a straight shot of it, but I would imagine, and it tasted great in a Moscow Mule. But you know, my thing about doing a straight vodka shot is I always hate that burn, that deep burn afterwards. When you do a straight shot of your vodka, Blue Ice vodka, does it have the same kind of burning sensation going down your throat?
No burn whatsoever. I'm going to tell you a funny story. I was asked to run this company 3 years ago, and the owner came to me and said, "Tom, I want you to run this company. Want to really build it?" And he had 8 vodkas lined up in front of me, all warm, all blind, meaning I didn't know which one was which.
Mm-hmm.
And after about the 5th one, to be honest, my palate starts to go away. So I'm like, okay. So I finished all 8 of them, and he goes, "Which one did you like the best?" And I said, "You know, honestly, feeling a little worried, I said number 4. And he turned it over, and it was Blue Ice Vodka.
Wow.
And I did turn over to the other numbers, the other ones, to make sure they all weren't Blue Ice. But but I picked Blue Ice out blind, and the reason why is, goes in your palate, you get a little bit of this sweetness to it, so you get this nice sweetness to on your palate, and then it finishes with almost it has this creaminess to it, and then it finishes with a little bit of hazelnut. You get literally no burn whatsoever.
So without sugar, though, Tom, how are you getting the sweetness and that hazelnut flavor if it's just straight potato?
The sweetness during the distillation process, some of the starch gets converted to sugar naturally. Doesn't add any calories, and we don't have to add any sugar because of it. It happens with corn vodkas too. So that's why corn vodkas tend to be even sweeter than potato vodkas. But that's where you get the sweetness to it. The hazelnut comes literally from the water. Ironically, it doesn't really come from the potatoes. It mostly comes from the water, and it happens. It's very slight. We're talking about vodka. It's not like a scotch or something like that. It's very slight, but the creaminess and the no burn comes from the potato. So that's really where it comes from.
Fascinating, man. I love it. See, I'm the type of guy that watches those How It's Made shows. So like you're giving me the whole How It's Made thing, and I'm loving it. This is awesome stuff. Do you guys have a website?
We do, blueicevodka.com.
Blue Ice Vodka.
About everything that we're doing there.
Cool. And I followed you guys on Instagram. It's got lots of fun photos on there. Lots of celebrities getting behind the brand, which is awesome. I would imagine because of the GMO and then the gluten free, you're going to be a big hit in the whole celebrity circle.
Well, we're trying to be. We're trying to be. People are really starting to gravitate to us, and it's really exciting.
Well, good stuff, Tom. I appreciate you taking the time on a Sunday. Keep it going, man. Good stuff. And we'll be spreading the good word of Blue Ice Vodka around our neighborhood.
Frank, thanks so much for having me on. I really, really appreciate it.